The Knowles Nelson Stewardship Fund buys land to preserve it forever. The change would have taken back an agreement made 2 years ago between legislators and outdoor groups. That amendment says land bought with stewardship money in conjunction with local governments and nonprofits must allow public access unless there's a safety problem. So State Representative Mary Hubler of Rice Lake says she's glad the move failed.
You don't put things in the middle of the night. We heard from every corner of this state. I mean, there was overwhelming opposition from people who use the outdoors.
The Wisconsin Wildlife Federation was one of the groups opposed to the change. Director George Meyer says in the end, both sides want to put land in conservation, but also must be able to protest a ban of certain uses.
Most of the decisions are very clear-cut. Information that's required for DNR is really minimal, but there will be some situations where there's going to need to be some further review.
In fact, Nature Conservancy spokesman Todd Holschbach says, although they supported the change, they're on the same page as groups like the Wildlife Federation.
Those are groups like the Nature Conservancy and local land trusts and hunters and fishers and other outdoor enthusiasts need to continue a dialogue and work on keeping this program as flexible as it has been.
Hubler expects the issue to come up again, but she says it'll be discussed in the light of day and not passed in the dark of night. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.